Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And a very good Tuesday morning. DiPietro Rothenberg with you right here on 98.7 ESPN. Super Bowl week. You know who's going to join us later in the show? Sal Palantonio is going to join us at 9:30 from out at Glendale, Arizona. We have CMT today because, of course, it is, in fact, Tuesday. A lot of your calls at 1-800-919-3776. Before we get to any of it, we'd like to say good morning to my dear friend, who looks, this is not the best I've seen you look, to be honest. You know, if this were me, you would kill me, and I think I have to do the same to you. You look like you just woke up from like a 20-minute nap last night. What happened to you? What's going on with you this morning?
Dress nice. Outfit's yeah, you, nice.
No, I'm not commenting on the outfit.
No, it's like, I mean, just it's,
like
it's
you,
lack
look,
of sleep.
You look like this is not, right. Like you did not get a great night's sleep.
No. Well, listen, this is a full weekend of wedding festivities and then traveling,
right.
On top of the fact that I got pulled over this morning.
What do you mean pulled over?
I got pulled over.
What for? What
I don't know.
You were weaving. You were speeding.
No,
what do you mean you don't know?
I guess I was going too fast.
What do you mean you guess? There's no way he pulled you over. And he was like, "Hey, how you doing?" You're like, "Great." He's like, "All right, have a great day." Like, what happened?
Well, you know when you're first of all, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You know when you're driving and you just get in that zone where you're just driving,
and then you all of a sudden, this happened to me today. I was driving and I was like, "How did I get here?" Yes, totally understand.
Right. So I just like, and I see the cherries on behind me. I'm like, that can't be for me, is it? And finally, I got confused because I didn't know where to pull over because there was no real pullover, and I was just stuck in the lane. So finally, I was like, you know, I'll pull over. And then he comes to the door, and he sticks the flashlight right in the window, and it's in my eyes. I can't really see. And like you said, I don't look great. And he's like, you know how fast you were going? I was like, officer, I have no idea how fast I was going. He's like, where are you coming from? I was like, where am I coming
from?
So
he thought you were at the end of your
right.
night. He thought
like,
you were
I'm
on a bender.
I'm just getting back. I was like, no, I'm going to the city to do a radio show.
Did you say... I'm Rick DiPietro.
No.
I did the show with Rothenberg.
No, he said, you're going too fast. You got to slow down. Come on, wake up. I said, sorry, officer, won't happen again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you left.
And then I left, very slowly.
But no ticket.
Blinker on, very slowly.
Right. You wait for him to go past
right.
you. Those are the very nervous moments. So, no ticket, though.
No ticket, fortunately, yeah.
Now that's good news.
Yeah, but you got pulled over, though. It's traumatizing for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It shakes you.
Yeah, it shook me a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we made it.
Good.
Good.
Well, I'm glad. Be terrible. Could you imagine, RJ, we get a call, like, where's Rick? He's in prison.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
Especially because I owe you breakfast today.
That's right.
It's a big day. I got to stop losing these bets.
Well, you got to stop betting.
No, I like the betting. I just got to stop losing the betting.
So you feel the action. You need
yeah.
the action is what it is.
I need the juice on a Tuesday morning.
You know, you could have done live betting with the Rangers last night when they're down 4-3.
What a game that was, huh?
One of the games of the year, I thought.
Wow.
No?
Well, a lot of people were saying that. Hey, a couple things with that game last night. First being this. Now, did you think that puck was kicked into the net? Or
yes.
Right, it looked like it was kicked into the
yes.
net, right?
Well, I don't understand how you replay it. It appeared that he kicked it in, and then they call it a good goal.
It's one of those things where he moved his foot towards the puck and then deflected it in, but
yeah.
the whole most like
did you hear Micheletti? he's like, I don't know.
Well, he goes, I never get these right.
Yeah.
So don't
he
even
goes, but I don't know what to think because to me that's clearly a kick in.
And then Sam's like, thank you for your expertise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever, but that I mean the fact that they won that game. Here's my other point with last night's game. This whole Jacob Trouba thing. Like, this is not what the NHL wants. I said this a dozen times doing the NHL stuff with ESPN. Like, the whole notion that if you make a clean hit, which Trouba did twice, and that hit on Kadri was awesome hit, that you have to fight immediately is ridiculous.
Well, it's such a strange thing, because if it's a dirty hit, I think you're obligated to. No matter who you are, your teammate gets hit dirty, you have to attack the other guy, right? Even if you're not a fighter, that's just what you have to do. You have to make a statement. If your guy's hit clean, what are you doing?
No, I know. Listen, I get what they're trying to do, but enough is enough. Like, listen, Jacob Trouba has done it. You saw him do it all postseason long last year. He's done it this year, and every time he does it, somebody goes right after him and feels like they need to drop the gloves, which is not fair to Jacob Trouba. It's not. I mean, he's one of your top defensemen. You don't need him fighting every time he makes a big hit.
It's not fair.
It's the best part of his game.
It's not fair because it's tone setting is what it is, right?
Right.
Like, it changes the entire tone. You can feel the buzz in the building changes. So if he's going to lay a big hit, now he's going to get into a fight and he's going to have to miss the next 5 or 7 minutes. How's that fair, too?
Well, what's not fair is the last thing you want to have happen is he lays into Kadri like that. He has to fight and now something stupid happens and he breaks his hand on a clean hit.
Right.
Like, you're right. I get it. If it's hit from behind something,
then you have to. Then you have no choice but to do that.
You'll get retribution at some point.
Right.
It's like, you got a number. We'll find a way. I have no problem with, okay, that was Trouba. If you're Kadri, whoever it is, that was Trouba. We'll find a way, dump the puck in, and he's going to get hit. You don't have to go after him and drop the gloves.
But that's what it is now. That's what hockey is now. If you get laid up, you're going to go after him immediately. Whoever you are, immediately.
Yeah, it's just stupid, though. I don't like it. I think it's foolish. If it's a clean hit, and that was a clean hit, it was a great hit, I mean, it'll teach you to...
Big hitter.
Well, dude, he's good at it. It's one of his skills. Like, you saw him set that up. Like, he purposely gives you the inside, so Kadri cuts back in, he beats him to the spot, and then it was night-night. But, yeah, like, the whole notion that a big hit, a clean hit, should lead automatically to a fight is dumb for me.
I'm excited for the Rangers. Because now
you should be. They're going to make a move, too.
Now your second half of the season. This is a very good team, right? Why did they not play Shesterkin last night?
Well, Islanders didn't play Sorokin either. Kind of come back from the All-Star break.
But I would think that would be the perfect time to play these guys.
Nah, just mentally give them a little break.
Yeah?
All the travel. I mean, you don't really get the All-Star break for a guy who's playing in it. Haven't played in it.
It's not really an All-Star break.
It's not a break. There's a lot of stuff
going
on.
So come back, take a couple extra days, and we'll get back to it.
And Halak's played good.
He has played well.
Some big saves. Big save he made in OT. Makes that big save right down the other end.
What an exciting game that was.
That was a great game.
From beginning to end. All the locals with a win last night. Devils with a win. You know, I didn't realize
Jack
this.
Hughes is awesome,
35
dude.
Goals?
He's good.
He's going to get 50 goals this year.
RJ, did I mention it to you when I came back from Vegas, when I was doing the shows at 1 o'clock in the morning in Vegas, that I think I told you guys, like, the way that he carried himself in the locker room, because I went against him in the breakaway challenge, but you could just tell, like, there was this new level of confidence.
35 goals
like
in 50-something games
he
is big-time stuff.
Right, big
you
time.
Know, he's Jewish.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I believe that to be true.
Well, we can check it.
We can check
you
it.
You should know something like that.
I think I've seen that before. Yeah, I believe Jack Hughes is Jewish.
All right.
That's nice.
Good for you. Very nice.
He lit the menorah 35 times this year. Islanders with a good, solid win. Horvat had four shots on goal, right?
Typical Islanders fashion. A big 2-1 win.
Okay, so what? That's what they are.
No, so what? But yeah, okay, so it's 3 wins. They've scored 6 goals.
It's not ideal, but they're wins.
That's it. All you can do is win. That's fine. That's who they are.
I mean, they're not going to win games 5-3.
No.
Right? They're going to beat you 2-1, 3-2. That's what they are. It's a close-to-the-vest team. They're a defensive team. They have good goaltending, and hopefully they get timely goal scoring now.
Yeah, timely goal scoring. Hopefully the power play has to pick up, because it was, dude, I was breaking down the stats. I got it on my sheet here at some point. But it was like since January 1st, their power play was kicking at like 5%. Which is disgusting.
Five. So one out of every 20 they're scoring on?
Awful. It was awful, yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So all the locals win last night. Good night for them. Knicks in action tonight. Nets played last night. Cam Thomas had a hell of a game, huh?
Great game. Back-to-back. I mean, he dropped 44 on Saturday against Washington and 47 last night.
And they went toe-to-toe with the Clippers last night.
Yeah, they did. I said this yesterday a little bit when we were talking about the Kyrie thing. And it sounded yesterday, I was listening to the K show, that deal, Woj had reported that deal hadn't gone through yet because
they were waiting for a third team to bring in.
It sounded like it was going to be Toronto. I'm interested to see what this thing looks like when we get past Thursday, if another move is made. But first of all, if Kevin Durant is bought into whatever this plan is, but if this team can just focus on playing basketball and what that does for you. Like, once you get past this whole thing, like you saw Nick Claxton, who had a great night again last night.
Yeah.
I mean, he's turned himself into a really good player. But, I mean, there is still, like, as much as people call in good riddance, Kyrie was a distraction, guys like Nick Claxton looks at Kyrie as a mentor of his and a real close friend.
I don't know how. You know, it's funny, Nick Friedell said that. He texted me yesterday, by the way.
Friedell did.
He did. Yeah, very you. Very nice text. You want me to read you the text?
I do, yeah.
All right.
I thought he was good yesterday.
He's always good. He's excellent. He's got great stuff to say. He's got great insight. He's got a great personality. He's very, very good. He said, Dave, appreciate you having me on, buddy. Enjoy listening to you guys all the time. See you down the line, Nick. Very nice, right?
That's nice to have him when we need him because he knows his stuff.
Yeah, and he's an NBA insider. Does a really good
job. I'll be interested to see where they put him now.
Friedel?
Yeah.
Maybe they leave him on Brooklyn for the rest of the season. Huh?
Well, no, for the rest of the season. I mean, if KD leaves, though.
Oh, then Brooklyn becomes, I don't want to say irrelevant, but certainly takes a big step back, right?
Right. See, they're in such a weird spot, though, really, because if the thought is KD's going to be there for the next 3 years if he buys in, but say they go into, he says, okay, I'm in, they go into next year, and things don't look great. Like, you're still, we've seen this in the NBA, right? We've seen this in the NBA where it's, you know, superstar player like that is no longer happy with the situation, forces his way out. It's a weird spot because at any moment he could just say, I want out. Now, they'll recoup a ton of picks with the KD trade, but still, where are you then? You're back to square one.
Square one. Right. That's exactly where you are. But, you know, it's funny, getting back to what Nick said yesterday, he said, you know, these guys are, you know, really loved Kyrie. I don't understand how. And maybe it's, I'm not an athlete and I was never in the locker room, but I don't understand. Like, I'm a human being, and I would think that if a guy continually was selfish about the way he handled himself, that would annoy me.
Well, I think it depends on the players, though. I mean, remember we had the Kyrie sound talking about, you know, players are different, their willingness to play. Some guys want to play every night, some guys don't. Like, guys in the locker room are different. Guys' priorities are different. Like, the whole, that was like the Beckham thing, wasn't it? Like, fans were going crazy, owner was pissed off with the celebrations and the antics and everything else, but as far as being a good guy in the locker room, guys in the locker room liked him.
They did.
And guys look at Kyrie, they look at his skill. It's like, if you're a young guy coming into a locker room, and you see a guy at Kyrie's level, already won a championship, one of the most skilled players in the history of basketball, like, you're naturally just drawn to that guy. And from all accounts, he's a good guy.
He might be a good guy, but I'm sorry, if you don't show up and you do whatever you want, that to me is selfish, and that to me, I wouldn't like that. I mean, you just leave the team without telling anybody where you're going? I don't understand how you could love someone who does that.
Well, not only that, though. Like, take this year, for example. Like, how it started, and then all of a sudden he's back, they're rolling, right? Unfortunately, KD gets hurt, but right. KD's coming back. Like, for the guys in this locker room, this is probably their best chance to try to make a run or win a championship.
Oh, absolutely.
And because he has his own interests, which is, let's get this deal done.
That's what he always has.
I'm telling you, dude, this was the plan from jump. Because if it wasn't, he'd look at how this team was playing, how he was playing, KD coming back and say to himself, okay, we have a chance here. But that wasn't what was most important. Business-wise, it makes sense for him. If I'm not going to get the deal here,
he wants to get paid. Right. He's going to get paid, and he's going to get paid somewhere. Would it be Dallas or...
It doesn't sound like it's going to be a four-year deal, though. Probably more than a two-year deal.
Well, I don't know how you can give him a four-year deal. I think you're crazy. I think you might be crazy to give him a two-year deal.
4 years, almost $200 million, I would be hard-pressed to do that.
The thing is, you need, and I think they did the right thing, because you have to roll the dice with Luka, right? Luka is such a difference maker. You need to add that second piece. So they have that piece, but again, you don't know what he's going to be. You know, I mean, you'd assume for the rest of the year he'd be on his best behavior and just keep his head down and take care of business, but I don't know what this guy. He burns bridges everywhere he goes.
Yeah, but you got to imagine. I mean, he's made it clear his priority is not a championship, it's to get paid. So he's going to be, I mean, we were talking about his leadership and everything else. Like, he was, like, if once we got past the whole anti-Semitism thing, and he was...
Once we got past the
whole anti-Semitism. Well, you know what I mean? And he was back, and he was fully engaged. Like, this was the best stretch you've seen from him.
Well, that's what's so disturbing, is that this was a team, and with Durant and Kyrie and the health and Claxton and guys getting healthy and Seth Curry, you thought, and a legitimate coach, you thought, all right, they have a real chance. Maybe it's Boston and Milwaukee, but they're right there. And they could probably compete with those teams. And then to rip that out from under, it sucks. If you're a Nets fan, it sucks.
Which is exactly why I said yesterday, I think this was the plan all along. Because you got to imagine, like, I mean, we were talking about what would they add? Because you hadn't heard anything like this. I know that, you know, Nick was talking about the Chris Haynes report that his stepmother had talked to Brooklyn and didn't like the offer. But it was like, yeah, I mean, making all that money and the money that he's left on the table, that's important stuff. But also, I mean, trying to salvage, like, this mess and, you know, potentially make a run at a championship, like, what that does for you. Like, say he just sucks it up and says, you know what, deal didn't get done, they want to have all these contingencies, you know, that the third year becomes guaranteed if we win a championship or whatever it is. Well, say you continue to play the way you're playing and you continue to be the kind of leader that we were talking about, that they, you know, were hoping you could be with KD out. He comes back, you make a run and say you get to the, you're losing game seven of the Eastern Conference Finals and you've been, you know, as good as he's been, leader, all that. Like, then doesn't that start to change your mind a little bit if
yes.
if you're the organization?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. We'll see what happens with him. I mean, West is wide open. So, you know, if him and my question is,
I still would be surprised if it's Dallas.
But will they have enough time though? That's the thing.
What to get
to figure things out.
I don't know. But the thing is with the West, which I actually like, I don't know how you feel about it. You could see like 5-6 teams coming out of the West.
Yeah, well, Memphis is struggling right now. I mean, I think the
Suns are pretty good.
Nah,
they're pretty good. If they're healthy, they're pretty good.
Yeah, if they're healthy, I think they're right
Denver's
now the team
good.
You look at
Clippers,
Denver. I think
right?
It's Denver. And then what, depending on, you know, Clippers' health and everything else with them. But Denver, I mean, you got Jokic, you got Murray, you got Gordon. That's a pretty good team. Well coached.
Can you imagine Milwaukee and Denver in the NBA Finals?
Having to go to Denver?
Yeah. The Mile High altitude, right? But could you imagine that? NBA, silver?
No,
Milwaukee and Denver. Eat it up, everybody.
Yeah, that's probably not what you want. No. No, but I don't know. I mean, it's such a weird spot for me because I understand like both sides of it, but I lean towards like my experience as a player. Like, Kyrie's made a ton of money, and I get it. You love the security, and you're looking for that four-year, almost $200 million deal, but a lot of this is all self-inflicted stuff. Like, I think a big piece of me would want to do whatever I could to try to make this situation
salvageable.
Right.
Well, he's different than you. He's it's
like,
clear.
Would you?
Yeah,
like,
but I wouldn't like, act the way he acts anyway.
No, but would you want to be associated with like the biggest failure in...
But again, like Nick told us yesterday, he's an artist.
Right.
He doesn't look at it like that. Like how we look at it, he doesn't look at it like that.
That's so supposed to be a buddy though, too.
Yeah, he really didn't treat him well.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
In case people don't know, and you can share your information as well, the odds have massively shifted in favor of the Raiders landing Aaron Rodgers and not the Jets. Numbers are, they're all over the place. You've seen minus 300, minus 200, minus 150. But I will just say this. In every sports book, online, everywhere, Aaron Rodgers to the Raiders is the prohibitive favorite over Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
So I got a text message yesterday, and attached to the text message was this article from the Red Zone. And it was, AP NFL insider Justin Cohen is reporting that Rodgers has informed his agent that he would prefer a move to Vegas over the Jets.
Now, I will say this, though. He doesn't have a no trade. If the Jets offer a bigger package, he could still, I would imagine, wind up with the Jets over the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, in theory. But also, I mean, if the conversations that they were having when they did this last deal was that, you know, we'll structure this thing that after, you know, he can retire, or if you want to continue to play and we want to move on to Jordan Love, then we'll accommodate, you know,
and
it
feels like he's just stubborn enough.
Well, I mean, they did the same thing with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
Jets were right there.
Jets got in there.
And he wanted to go to Miami.
Yeah, that would suck. Because it sounds like Derek Carr's not going to be the guy either.
Doesn't sound like it.
So it sounds like if the dust settles here, you're going to wind up with Jimmy Garoppolo.
And Nathaniel Hackett.
Would be a far cry from Aaron Rodgers.
I'm telling you, man, the only reason we haven't taken more phone calls that were negative about the Hackett signing was because
Rodgers is waiting in the wings. I couldn't agree with you more. Because, I mean, you hired a failed coach. He's had maybe one good season as an OC and was a disaster as a head coach, and you run out there the first thing you do and hire him. Why? Connect the dots. The reason is because you thought it was going to lead to Aaron Rodgers, and now it feels like maybe it's not.
Well, the one good season. So, yeah, you point to, I mean, he's 6 seasons as a play caller. The one season was a top 10 offense was 2017. But when you take a deeper dive into the numbers and look what Blake Bortles, now it's Blake Bortles. But still, I mean, he threw 21 touchdowns and 13 interceptions.
And that's his elite season?
That was Nathaniel Hackett's. Yeah. And he was 24th in completion, 18th in pass yards a game. So, yeah, I mean, it's an underwhelming hire. If Aaron Rodgers isn't attached to it.
And you get so excited. That's the problem. You have to really keep your composure. And I don't do it well either. But it's like you thought Rodgers. You're excited about Rodgers. They hired Hackett and Rodgers. And now you had Rodgers. You hear Greeny saying, you know, there's no reason they can't win the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And now to wind up with Garoppolo, who's fine. He's not a bad quarterback. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the piece that moves the needle for you.
Well, yeah. Well, you start connecting dots. And it started with what Woody Johnson said. Right, we're going to swing big. We need a veteran quarterback. It's the missing piece. And then you have, you know, some of the Pat McAfee sound with Aaron Rodgers talking about, you know, his relationship with Zach Wilson. I think he's a good quarterback. Turns out, you know, we all know that Zach Wilson's, you know, favorite quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. They keep in touch. And then the hiring of Nathaniel Hackett. And you're connecting dots, and you're like, they can't be dumb enough to make the same mistake Denver did. Can they? And turns out maybe they are.
Ugh. That would be so disappointing. Here's Davante Adams from the NFL Network.
Duh. Why would anybody not do that? I mean, 100%. That's my guy, obviously, and wishful thinking, but we'll see what happens. What's your best recruiting pitch? That I'm here.
Oof.
It's a serious recruiting pitch.
It's a good pitch. But you're in a division with the Chargers and the Broncos, who have to be better, and the Chiefs, who are going to win the division every year, you would imagine.
For me, I would point to the one thing with Aaron Rodgers. I would say this. I would say the last time you had a top five defense, you won the Super Bowl.
Jets defense is very good.
Vegas can't offer that.
Division is good, but not as daunting. Cold weather means nothing to you. Like, I don't know. If I'm looking at it equally, I think the Jets are the more attractive landing spot for Aaron Rodgers.
Depending on what you want, right? I mean, some of the things they point to in the article I was telling you about were Davante Adams, obviously, new state-of-the-art facility, warmer weather, playing indoors, and on top of it, no state income tax. Which really isn't fair. I mean, in a salary cap sport.
It's a big advantage.
It's a huge advantage. And it's Vegas, right? But I don't know. If your goal is to win,
you have a better chance to win in the AFC East than the AFC West.
I think you're right. Well, I think you're right. It was funny. Everyone was trying to figure out what he said to Josh Allen. They were talking. They kind of whispered something. And there was the hope, like, well, face you two times this upcoming season.
See this year.
I don't know, man. Like, this whole thing, it went from super confident that Aaron Rodgers would end up a Jet to now nervous that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we have no control. I mean, we really have no control outside of offering the best.
No, but I don't know if you get like offer. This. I put my horse before the cart? Is it cart before the horse? Something happens
cart
there.
Before the
cart before the horse, yeah. Right? So I always do that, and I kind of am 10 steps down the road. And if I was a Jets fan, I'd be thinking like, all right, so Rodgers is going to do this, and I'm going to have this, and this is going to get into play, and I want to have the 13th pick. Now, if that doesn't happen, yeah, I think I can be pretty good with Garoppolo, but look at the landscape of the AFC of the quarterbacks. Where am I as far as the quarterbacks are concerned if I add Jimmy Garoppolo and they add Aaron Rodgers? 8th?
Well, I think you're in the same spot that Robert Saleh was in with San Francisco, and it was the reason why they, you know, they leveraged as much as they did to go get Trey Lance. Is because, yeah, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo can get you to a Super Bowl, but is he good enough to win it? I mean, at this point, we're trying to make the playoffs. I mean, that's first and foremost.
Right.
Robert Saleh has to make the playoffs. But I think when you go from the high of potentially having Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback to the low, and it's not a low, but it's the, okay, now it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, again, I agree with that. It's not a low. It's just like when you think Aaron Rodgers and then you wind up with a guy who's good, it's not the same.
Well, it's a problem. It's what happens when you set high expectations, or like you start, like the stuff that you're doing as a team, the things you're saying, the hires that you make, get everyone worked up into a frenzy that it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, and then it turns out it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. There's going to be a level of disappointment.
Yeah, and I understand.
Well, there really
that.
Shouldn't be.
The only reason there will be is because you set your sights on someone else.
Before Rodgers was even an option, it was like, okay, Carr, like, who do you like better, Carr or Garoppolo? And there were a lot of people who call and say, listen, this familiarity, let's go with Garoppolo.
Right. Both guys attractive, one more than the other for this reason or that reason. Now, all of a sudden, you think you're going to get Rodgers. It's like if you think you're going to the prom with the prom queen, right? That's who you're going to go with. And then all of a sudden, you go with a perfectly nice girl who's nice and pretty and smart, but she's not the prom queen. It feels different.
Yeah, here's the other thing I'd say, though, is there was also another report, to move away from this Rodgers thing for a second, if this doesn't work out, is that because there's such a large gap between what Lamar Jackson wants guaranteed money-wise.
So $100 million, right?
Yeah. They offered $133 guaranteed. He wants at the least $230 million. That's a big
Deshaun Watson money.
That's a big difference.
So maybe you revisit that?
Well, no. They said that there's a potential where they franchise him the exclusive franchise tag, which is like $45 million, and then shop him.
Okay.
So, I mean, listen. I mean, that's still pretty awesome if that's a part.
If you wind up with Lamar, be phenomenal.
It's going to cost you more.
Yeah, Rodgers. I mean, I even think Lamar might be more attractive, but those two are, a category of their own. And then it's who do you like better, Carr or Garoppolo?
But I think that would be the only thing. Like, I think that would be the only pivot that would
satiate,
satisfy.
Yeah.
Yes,
I agree.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I know exactly what he did. And it's not right, Santiago. Yeah, you know what you did.
Look, he knows exactly
RJ's what he's laughing. Doing. I know exactly what you two animals did.
What did they do?
Nah, I tell him one little story before the show, and now we got this going.
That was that's
yeah,
about?
Right. Of course. Look at him. See?
Yeah. He can't even look at us.
No, he can't.
He knows.
Yeah, right. He knows. What's wrong with this guy?
These are private stories.
Right, yeah.
There is no vault with you, huh?
Give you close personal stories. I get nothing from you. Nothing. Crickets.
What's going on with the women, Raymond?
I'm not telling any stories. What's going on here?
Via song.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Subliminal messages.
Those are only between me and you. If you want to share them with the crowd, that's
no,
up to
I can't.
You.
I can't share that story with the crowd. Obviously,
I think you could share it.
No.
Without mentioning names.
No,
I think so.
No,
RJ, could he share that story by keeping it?
No,
I like that. What you took away from that story is if we take the names out, then it's okay.
I think if you take the names out, I think you're now well within your rights that you could tell the story. Why don't we kick the tires on it? You want to just tell the story quickly?
So. I think the tires are fine.
You want me to tell the story for you?
No, I think we're good.
That kind of party?
I think we're good.
That was quite the party.
That was quite a party, yeah. Yeah.
You should write a book.
Certain opportunities present themselves.
I understand.
It'd be a fun book.
A tell-all?
It would be a...
That'd be nice.
But for you...
Yeah.
It should be great for me.
Be great for me.
Yeah, it would.
I think it'd be good for the show. If you wrote a tell-all, I think it'd be great for the show.
Yeah, it probably would be.
RJ, what do you think? Would you write the book for him? Like, you sit down and you...
Like, you filled out my
Yeah, much like that. Like, he tells you, all right, so then this happened, then you put now pen to paper and you take care of that.
I feel confident with the, I don't know, X amount of stories I have heard that we could fill a book, yes.
That wasn't the question. I know we could fill a book.
This would be a bestseller.
I would do it, yes.
Be like Homer's Odyssey.
I'd volunteer my services.
Really? Yep. And you get, like, I'd say a cut of the proceeds go to you.
We could include pictures. It'd be great.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Are there pictures?
Diagrams?
Are there pictures?
Diagrams?
What kind of a picture book would this be?
A wild one.
No, we're not putting pictures in the
Rick
book.
Picks.
No.
I think we need photos.
You'd need to give ID to buy this book.
Illustrations,
Speaking of photos, why is Tom Brady tweeting out pictures of himself in his underwear?
Because he's promoting the underwear line.
Yeah, but it's like a thirst trap, wasn't it? Like, come on.
You don't see 45-year-olds doing thirst traps? That's not a thing?
I think Kay likes thirst. I think Kay occasionally does thirst trap pictures.
I don't even know what a thirst trap is.
It's a sexy photo, so people get thirsty for you.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean he likes them?
I just feel like doing a thirst trap.
See?
What he does those
I think
photos?
He's done, I think Kay has done or tried doing a thirst trap photo, yeah.
Like with him and Jody?
No.
I don't understand.
It's a sexy photo. Like if I took...
So Kay's putting out sexy photos? He's the voice of the Yankees.
Like if you this morning were like after your shower, like, oh, I look pretty good in this towel, I'm going to take a picture of myself and then post it so people see you in your towel. Like,
hey, everyone, come and see how good I look.
I've never seen Michael put a photo of himself, you know, in some kind of a situation out there.
I don't think it has to be a situation like that. It's just like a good, like, if you have a nice photo of yourself.
Oh, just if you have a nice, normal photo. Okay, I thought it was in like a compromised photo.
No. It could be anything. Could be in, like, you're just, whatever you look.
So if you're like, oh, I'm having a good day, post a photo. Ipso facto, you throw it out there. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now I understand.
Right.
Thirst trap. All this lingo. I don't know any of this lingo.
You got to get with it, man. You got a young kid. You got a 16-year-old son.
I'm not with anything.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you ask him? You're driving around with him. Be like, hey, why don't you fill me in on some of the lingo?
He's not looking to talk to me.
No?
No. He's knee-deep in the phone and doesn't tell me all that much at the moment.
Well, I think you need to ask. You got to get to his level.
I try.
You know, this is why you've lost five straight. Maybe. You can't relate to the kids.
It's not because of him.
No, you can't relate to the kids.
Maybe I can't.
I think you got to throw a thirst trap out there to yes. shift the odds.
You want me to throw? If he does I'll do a thirst trap.
No. Before you lose before a your next game. Straight game.
You're in the hot seat, bud.
What, to change the mojo of the team?
Yeah, thirst trap.
We lost five in a row.
I know. You got to do something.
I was so unhappy.
Jeter wore a golden thong. You got to throw a thirst trap.
I'll wear a thong.
I think we go shirtless with the whistle around your neck.
Maybe
at the game.
No. Just a photo.
A shirtless Whistler and my neck photo.
Maybe we'll lube you up a little bit so you're glistening.
You and the oils are unbelievable.
Nice.
Nobody loves oil more than this guy.
Rick, skin therapy. Rick, he does that. He's going to get put on a list. You can't do that.
Why? The sexy coaching pitcher. Think it works.
Scott, Ray, what do you got?
I'm trying to defend you.
No, go ahead, Ray. What do you got?
I'm trying to defend you. This is not a good thing for you.
Defend me. You're
going to
be put on a list.
Yes, if you're shirtless, rolled up, wearing gold chain around children, that wouldn't end well for you.
No, not around the children. I'm saying we take one, like in the studio, we take a nice sexy photo. I bring a whistle.
Scoping back in.
Right. I bring a whistle in tomorrow. We lube him up, and then we take a couple photos.
Everything's got to end in lubed up
with this
guy.
I think it makes you look better. The lighting will reflect off you nice.
Oh, really?
I think so.
We'll have to find out. All right, 1-800-919-3776. You know who's a sexy man?
Aaron Rodgers?
Luke Bryan.
Oh.
And he's coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on Saturday, June the 24th, and Northwell Health at Jones Beach Theater on Thursday, July the 6th. Score tickets all week with us from 6 to 10, and Barton Hahn from noon to 3, all from Live Nation. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, let's get to the Aaron Rodgers calls. They're lined up, and we want to get to them. 1-800-919-3776. Anybody but Rodgers or Lamar Jackson, would you be okay? 1-800-919-3776. Jacques in Rockland. Good morning, Jacques. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Thanks for taking my call. Aaron Rodgers, this thing is like a weird situation. Everything's lined up for the Jets and, you know, it looks perfect. But, on the Aaron Rodgers side, I have two things that concern me. One, Josh McDaniels, one thing following in Tom Brady's footsteps is, you know, one thing in all that's been his, like, you know, quarterback, you know, top tier rival throughout his career. And then two, like, you know, Devontae Adams, like they were supposed to get like their, how you say that? Renew their vows. And, you know, it seemed like Devontae Adams was coming back to Green Bay to join Aaron Rodgers, but he kind of like left him for dead and chose to go with his ex-girlfriend. And
well, it doesn't feel like there's any animosity.
No, but it left him for dead or just wasn't convinced that Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers is going to go year to year, does Devontae Adams want to be stuck in Green Bay if Aaron Rodgers decides he wants to retire? No.
I know. I mean, this is true. But I mean, you went back to your ex-girlfriend. It didn't work out, and now you're standing there, you know, twiddling your thumbs, and now you're begging for your old, hey, Aaron, remember me? You know, you want to do that renewal again? You know, but in a different location. I don't know. And Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, he has Garrett Wilson. If he comes to the Jets, more
Garrett Wilson is not Devontae Adams.
No.
And I love Garrett Wilson. He's not Devontae Adams.
They wear the same number, so he won't get confused in regards to number wise. And he's a young, promising receiver. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he grew Devontae. So
he's already grown, though. But, Jack, he's already grown, though.
You have so many arguments to make of why the Jets are the more attractive place. Why would you say Devontae Adams is not everything that, in fact, he is? Or that Garrett Wilson is
a better
receiver
than... The man has a Taco Bell in his home, too. Let's not discount that. No, listen, I mean, if I'm Devontae Adams, it is as awesome and historic as the connection was between him and Aaron Rodgers. And it seems like they were close, right? They had the whole, you know, last dance photo and everything else. Is that if I ask Aaron Rodgers, hey, what's your future look like? And he tells me, I don't know. I'm year to year.
Right.
I'm not locking into Green Bay, especially if there's an opportunity to make all that money in Vegas with one of my best friends playing quarterback. So now, it's as luck turns out, Aaron Rodgers seems like he's ready to move on.
And they moved on from Derek Carr.
And Derek Carr is gone. So, I mean, of course, why, if you're Devontae Adams, why wouldn't you want Aaron Rodgers to come over there and play with you? Of course you would.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
It's the most success you've had in your careers with Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I just, and again, I guess you don't know what makes him tick, but I just don't understand why, if you're Aaron Rodgers, Vegas would be a more attractive option than Tennessee or the Jets, to be honest with you.
Well, I think you got to go where, I mean, wherever you feel you have the best chance to win.
Well, but there's no way that he looks at that team and says, I have
what
the best.
What about going to Indy and play for his old buddy Jeff Saturday?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. But how close are they?
No, I don't know, but I mean, Indy has the 4th overall pick.
Who the hell are you?
Vegas has the 7th overall pick. Like, what else is Vegas going to have to give up in a deal to get Rodgers?
You have to give up a lot more than 7?
What's going
to
happen? No, what's going to happen with Josh Jacobs?
He says he wants to go back.
Okay. So, I mean, he led the league in rushing.
Yeah.
Got Devontae Adams.
Can you imagine that? You could, yeah, the best quarterback, receiver, running back trio in all of football.
Bob Waller, too, if they keep him.
Right.
Figure out what they're going to do with him.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of
talent
on that
team. Defense
is
a problem, though. Yeah, but their defense, I mean, their defense is not good.
It doesn't matter what they add. They're going into next season, they're not going to be the favorites to win that division.
No. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Patrick Mahomes has never lost a road.
Yeah, I think he's undefeated. He's won the division every year.
Division game. Yeah.
Chargers, I mean, listen, they made the playoffs finally this year. You got to figure with Kellen Moore, they'll be better, I would think. No?
Yeah, I would imagine.
At least there's some stability. There's no way that the Broncos are going to be worse. They have to be better.
Well, they got the defense. I would imagine that offensively.
With Sean Payton, they have to be better. Did you hear Sean Payton yesterday, by the way?
In his press conference?
Yeah, about Russell Wilson will not have his personal coach in the building. Here's Sean Payton from yesterday.
Russell Wilson had a personal coach, Jake Hughes, in the building with access who wasn't on the staff.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that.
How do you feel about players having their own people off the staff in the building access to players?
Yeah, that's foreign to me. That's not going to take place here. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with it, but our staff will be here, our players will be here, and that'll be it.
Yeah, he squashed that pretty quickly, huh? That's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's part of the whole disconnect, was that, you know, Russell Wilson is not one of the guys. Is that he's kind of isolated himself. I mean, you heard the whole story. Like, if you want to get in touch with him, you have to reach out to his...
Book time or
right.
Something, yeah.
I mean, that's not... I mean...
What kind of teammate is that?
Well, especially with the quarterback position, man. I mean, it's a leadership position, but you want the guys to want to go to battle for you every single day. And to have yourself separated with your own office and worried about, you know, a bunch of, you know, other things as opposed to trying to, you know, get to know your teammates, show them that you care and all that other stuff. Because you got to imagine, too, that position just by nature... is how much money you make, that like you're at a different, like you're already at a different level.
Yes.
So you got to do your best to kind of bring yourself down to the rest of the guys in that, like, I'm not bigger than the team.
Yeah,
kind
you got to make yourself an equal to the other guys.
Right. And he hasn't really done that.
No. But point being, not to get lost in the woods here, is that that division is a beast. And your division, you know, AFC East, good. But I don't know what the Bills are. I think they're still good, but I don't know that they're at the level of Kansas City, certainly. Dolphins, question marks certainly surrounding the quarterback and New England. I don't know what they are. Like, I think if Aaron Rodgers goes there, and I've said this before, Aaron Rodgers goes there, there's no reason the Jets can't win the division right off the bat, right off the jump.
No, I think if you make a couple moves here, I mean, outside of Aaron Rodgers, try to shore up that offensive line. I mean, we get some of the mocks coming out, you know, with the Jets taking, you know, offensive linemen, trying to shore that up. AVT comes back. Yeah. I mean, depending on what Breece Hall looks like, the defense is there.
The defense is ready to roll.
And now, I mean, we'll see what the offense looks like with a legitimate quarterback.
Let's go to Jose in Brooklyn. Hi, Jose. You're on 98.7.
Good afternoon. Oh, good morning, guys. And thank you for taking my call. I wanted to pretty much talk about the Aaron Rodgers situation. And I'm not too really concerned. It's just still the beginning and the talking phases and everything. And also, I'm just not really that bummed about it because, to me, the mandate was just making sure that we got a competent quarterback. And even though I prefer Derek Carr, if Jimmy Garoppolo is the guy, then I'm going to go with Jimmy Garoppolo and see where the chips may stop. I know that. And I think that more of the buildup was we're trying to connect the dots, but sometimes it's just not there. And we built up ourselves up for that disappointment. So don't worry, Rick. We're going to be fine. That's Jeff fans.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, in the grand scheme of things, eventually once the, you know, the dust is settled and the disappointment kind of fades away, if it doesn't happen and you end up with Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, I mean, it's definitely an upgrade. But the idea that, you know, we went out and made these moves hiring Nathaniel
Hackett.
It'd be
disappointing.
Of course it'd be disappointing. It's like if you didn't have a car and, you know, anything anything with four wheels would be something that was attractive.
Right. And you were told, you know what, BMW is something that's realistically going to happen. And then you wind up with a Hyundai?
Yeah, we're going to buy you a Mercedes, and then all of a sudden you end up with, yeah, right.
Right.
It's like, okay, this is good.
It's going to get me from point A to point B, but it's not the, you know, the luxury car I thought maybe I was going to get.
Yeah, we're being teased. And if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't happen, then yeah, of course. I mean, your initial reaction is going to be disappointment.
Gut feeling. What do you think?
It's just, I mean, it's my cynicism as a Jets fan. Gut feeling is he probably doesn't end up with the Jets now.
So you think Raiders?
I guess.
Ugh.
I mean, doesn't Vegas know usually?
Vegas knows.
The odds.
Yeah. I mean, the odds are
tilted. I get this report that he's told his agent that he'd rather go to Vegas.
Odds have tilted.
I hate it. Hate it. I mean, cash-wise, can Vegas afford to pay that balloon payment, though?
I think you figure it out, no?
Yeah. Well, they were going to be all in to get Brady, so it makes sense. But
I think you figure it out.
I don't know. You win a championship with the Jets, though, man. Oof. Like, for all the things he wants to do post-football, like hosting Jeopardy and all those things, win a title with the
Jets.
He's
good on Jeopardy.
I thought he was good on Jeopardy,
though. Yeah, he's really good.
But, I mean, you see the amount of, like, even like I see with the Rangers guys, compared to, you know, being an Islander, the amount of, like, the friends.
What, adoration?
Well, no, not even adoration. Like, the friends, connections that Henrik Lundqvist has made, mm-hmm. or you know, buddies that I've had that played for the Rangers as opposed to us, like the people that you're around. Like, look what it did for Strahan. I mean, you name it. Like, the catch that Saquon Barkley, you see catches like that, especially now.
That Beckham made. Yeah.
But the second he made it, it was like, boom. The trajectory was superstar. He's on every TV show. It's just that New York, when you're good,
New York
you have
is
success.
Different.
It's different.
Yes. New York is different.
So, I don't know. That's how I would try to sell myself. And, you know, defense and all these other things that we're trying to do. But if at the end of it, it's Devontae Adams,
on the Raiders,
state tax and all that other stuff, then what are you going
to
do?
Let's go to Steven Yonkers is what I'm going to do. Good morning, Steve. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So my issue with these quarterbacks is everybody is worth $40, $50 million a year now. So now if you're going to put all this money towards the quarterback and you don't have a line that's going to protect them, I don't see where the win is going to come from. Garoppolo can't stay on the field. Now you're going to put all this money into possibly Aaron Rodgers. Why not go out maybe and get that middle tier at this point, build your lineup so you might be able to compete for the next couple
of
years.
But isn't Garoppolo,
because they have to make
Steve,
the playoffs.
Isn't Garoppolo the middle tier?
What is Garoppolo going to be making now?
I mean, whatever you decide to pay him. Well, I mean, do you think you're going to go out and get a quarterback for less than $30 million?
You know what? I don't know where they're going to go. Do I think there's somebody out there? I don't know. I think it's just gotten so insane.
Well,
whether you agree with it or not,
it's, you're not going to go find a, you're not going to get Garoppolo. You're not going to get Rodgers. You're not going to get Tannehill. You're not going to get any of these guys for what you're talking about, $10, $12, $15 million. You're going to have to pay $30-plus million for these guys.
Not necessarily, though. Steve, not necessarily. Here's the beauty of the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. I mean, yeah, you're going to have to give up.
What if he's going to be 15 this year against the cap?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, once they take that balloon payment and convert it into a bonus, his salary cap number is just under $16 million this year. So you're getting Aaron Rodgers, you traded a couple draft picks, but you're spending salary cap-wise $16 million. And then I think the year after that would be 32, which is, I mean, come on, 32
still
is
very
reasonable.
I mean, Daniel Jones is going to get more than that.
Right.
Okay, and then when you get finished paying, you know, because you know that what's going to happen next is Sauce is going to come up, right?
But that's what I mean.
Steve, he's played his first year.
He's in his second year. Second of all, that's the nature of the NFL, right? You're going to have to pay Quinnen Williams. You're going to have to pay Sauce Gardner. You're going to have to pay Garrett Wilson. That you're going to have to pay Vera Tucker. That's how the league works.
Those are good problems to have. It's something that the Jets haven't been able to do well is draft guys, develop them, and get them to their second deals. So you want to have that problem that I have to pay Sauce a ton of money, and I got to pay Quinnen Williams a ton of money. And I'm going to have to pay Garrett Wilson a ton of money.
The big problem, Steve, is that you're not paying Zach Wilson anything, and he stinks. There lies your problem.
Well, there's that whole other issue. I mean, that was just another draft pick to go out there. This is ridiculous. For some reason, they like to go out to the West Coast. They go out to the West Coast, and they like to draft from the University of Spoiled Children. They like to go out into Utah. Go out to the Midwest and go find yourself some tough farm kid that's going to be...
you know, it's playing like a Josh Allen. I think that their draft picks, I've been a fan for 50 years. It's just a disaster after one after another.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
At a certain point, listen, Steve, we appreciate the phone calls, but at a certain point, you got to take a look in the mirror. And it just can't be. We keep just it's different people making the picks, and we just can't, you know, we can't make the right pick.
It's amazing that they can't draft a quarterback.
Well, they're just not even drafting them. Like they're just it's not a good. They don't put themselves like they're not good at developing them, and they put them into bad situations. Like to sit here 2 years into Zach Wilson's career, and then have Mike LaFleur come on and go. You know what? In hindsight, the kid probably wasn't ready. It would have been nice to have a veteran quarterback. He could.
Yeah, you didn't think about that.
Like,
at the
so
time.
When you first saw him, you weren't like, "You're like, oh, this kid's ready. Let's do it."
Well, no, they had start, to be, start him week one.
There had to be
the same thing with Darnold. They did the same exact thing,
and that was the third pick. And now we're done with the second pick.
Right,
right.
And to think that Mark Sanchez, who did not have a storied tenure here at the Jets, was the cream of the crop between those three quarterbacks is pretty remarkable.
It is. Just think about that though. Sanchez was the fifth overall pick.
Yep.
Darnold was the third overall pick, and
Wilson was two.
Second overall pick.
Yeah.
And yet we're still.
And you got nothing out of any of them.
Well, I mean, you got something out of Mark Sanchez, but you thought
Mark
it was
Sanchez
be,
was a passenger on well, those teams.
Okay, but I mean, again, goes back to trying to develop the quarterback. You have a defensive-minded head coach that's giving him, you know, red light, green light, yellow light. Like, is that how? I mean, if you would ask,
that's not the ideal.
If you would ask Peyton Manning, hey, is this a good way to develop a young quarterback? Would
right.
he tell you?
No. He would tell you no. Is what he would tell you.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.